KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Radar shows some showers stretching across western Iowa from around the Arion-Dow City area over by Manila, straight on down south through just east of Shelby across Interstate 80, and then down to around the Hancock area, and further on down south toward Malvern. And those showers are moving very slowly to the northeast. In the news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board Chair Stuart Dusenberry, Parks Director Seth Stasselm, and Atlantic resident Raleigh Parrott Monday evening signed a lease agreement for the use of a Parks and Rec Department shed as a Trojan locker. The Trojan Locker is a nonprofit organization that Parrott put together so that every kid who wants to play sports has shoes, gloves, gym shorts, and so on. The locker is currently located in the Atlantic Armory. Here's Raleigh Parrott.
I want to thank the Park Board and everybody for letting us have the sport locker out there. I think it's an ideal place for the kids to see the sport locker. And our biggest targeted kids are, you know, second graders to seventh graders are our biggest chunk. We do older kids too, but that's the biggest chunk. And a lot of them kids are out of Sunnyside swimming all the time. So I think it's going to really be a great place for the home for that.
A reminder also, if you have athletic shoes, clothing, or other such sports gear that are no longer needed and are new or in decent shape, you can donate those items to the Trojan Sports Locker. Cash donations are always welcome as well. For more information, you can search on Facebook for Trojan Sport Locker or go to the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department's website. In other business, Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said they have over 30,000 shares on the department's Facebook page with regard to conceptual plans for the Sunnyside Pool renovation.
Many comments, many likes, and positive, negative, but we're getting the feedback that we need for the plan.
Stasselm hopes to have a poster of the concept posted in several downtown and other local businesses to let people know what the Sunnyside Pool renovation might look like. It would also include information such as what it would cost the taxpayers, how to make donations, and so on. You can also see the layout on the Parks and Rec website or their Facebook page.
Just to be able to hopefully have a meeting with the renovation committee, just to sit down with them, go over all the concepts, all the plans, and then just discuss with them our next steps and hopefully present to City Council. Just to give them the overall feedback we've collected, renovation plans and everything like that, and go from there.
It's hoped a bond for the project can be put before the voters in 2019. And as for the Schulberg Recreation Area, the sewer lines are finished to the campsites and three campers are already ensconced, more than likely for the whole year. Those campers are piping foremen for the ethanol plant. Other campers have reserved spots in preparation for the Cass County Fair. Stasselm said also the fire pits are almost all in except for one, and work on the fishing pier has started. It's hoped also that the dock will be in place late next month for a grand opening held. Seth said that the last movies at the park at the Sunnyside Park is August 11th, featuring Moana, and the last day for the pool to be open at Sunnyside is August 13th. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department yesterday said 37-year-old Jared Finnell of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a charge of burglary in the third degree. And on Friday, officers arrested 54-year-old Delilah Houghton of Atlantic for domestic abuse, simple assault. Houghton and Finnell were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported four recent arrests. On Saturday, 32-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. His bond at the Cass County Jail was set at $5,000. Last Wednesday, 19-year-old Isaiah LaShawn Lagasse of Trainer was arrested, also on a district court warrant for failure to appear. He was later released on his own recognizance. On July the 8th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 58-year-old Terry Lee Ranney of Dewey on a charge of violation of a no-contact order. Dewey was, was later taken to the Cass County Jail and released on his own recognizance. And on July the 7th, 42-year-old Jesse Lee Archibald of Exira was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Archibald was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $2,000 bond. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan says that with excessive heat expected to persist through the work week, facilities in Cass County have opened their doors to people who need a break from the extreme heat. Here in Atlantic, the Nishna Valley YMCA at 1100 Maple Street will be open from 4:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 4:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Friday. The Atlantic Public Library is open Monday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Griswold Public Library is open Monday through Thursday from 10 until 12:30, and then again from 1:30 to 6, and on Fridays from 10 until 4. And the Anita Public Library is open Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Libraries in Cumberland, Lewis, and Messina will also be available as the cooling stations during their normal regular operating hours. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement with regard to an excessive heat watch as we're heading into the stretch of very hot temperatures for the region. The temperatures, along with the heat index, or the heat index, I should say, is supposed to be around 105 to 110 degrees across the listening area tomorrow through Friday. So you should drink plenty of fluids, avoid strenuous outdoor activity during the heat of the day, stay out of the sun, and check on relatives, neighbors, elderly, and the pets. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency situation. That's when you should call 911. In the funeral announcements, Eileen Tremmel, age 86, of Erling, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Irene Tremmel will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James A. Stone, age 88, of Burnsville, Minnesota, died Thursday. Military graveside services for James Stone will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Paul Westling, age 86, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Paul Westling will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Francis Jensen, age 89, of Fort Dodge and formerly of Avoca and Exira, died July the 12th. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gregerson, age 87, of rural Audubon, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Arlene Gregerson will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Pearl Courtney, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Pearl Courtney will be on July 26th at 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley C. Wilson, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday. No visitation or services are planned for Shirley Wilson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Barbara Lee Bobby Morse, age 79, of Oakland, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Services for Barbara Bobby Morse are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.